Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
Hey, babies, this is Cleo.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
Number 504. I'm Amy Matheny in Chicago.
And this is Miss Cleo down here in South Florida.
Ooh, and we are part two of our look ahead at 2013 with the fabulous Miss Cleo, our good friend and fellow GLBT co-host down there in South Florida. Cleo, we had such a big show last time talking about politics and the world and a little bit about our holiday. I know that you, every year, you get so many things right. And then there are some things that I think may take a little time to cook. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's I agree with you.
But definitely, I know last year you hit a couple of predictions on the head. One, we were talking about scandals, I think, last year. And remind us all of what you said in 2012, or at the January of 2012, and what came to pass there and with some of our leaders.
Well, you know, I have said that the Obama administration was due for a scandal. Mm-hmm. However, it happened rather late in the year, but all we have to do is Benghazi and Petraeus, you know, and it was all kind of wrapped in together.
Yeah.
But that was the scandal, and I said they would navigate it fairly well. And it seems for the most part, there wasn't too much fallout from that. And then you had asked about some of the bigger players around the world, and I had mentioned Germany and its prime minister, and we know with all of the problems that they're having with the euro, Germany has been the one kind of pulling the reins and directing everyone to go in that manner. So, and then one funny one, and I make no... For anybody who's invested in Facebook, it's not funny for you. I apologize, but I'm just saying. Because I said last year that Facebook may lose a bit of its luster, you know what I'm saying? And certainly when they went public, there's a lot of value that was lost in the company, and they are still trying to figure out how to monetize this so that the investors come back. Will there be a comeback? Actually, there will be. It'll be slower for Facebook, but there is still competition waiting in the wings.
Ooh.
And this is what will be the tide turner. This will be something very different in 2013. So make sure folks stay poised for that one.
Is that and a social, you think that's a social media thing or an investment opportunity?
I think it will be a social media vibration, but also an investment opportunity. And it's actually probably clicking its heels right now. We just haven't heard. Okay. And then, of course, with the weather, you know what I'm saying? With the weather last year, I talked about the return of hurricanes and mentioned the Northeast. And so we did have two that, you know, obviously Sandy, which is still devastating to so many people up in that area, and that there would be no more pattern to weather. You know, and that's what it's been. There has been no more pattern. Things are, you know, all over the map right now. And so that's the kind of stuff that that we kind of moved through and looked at and said, oh,
yep.
Here we go. So,
there
you know.
You were, right, as usual, right on the dot. My grandmother, 104, said to me at Christmas time, she said, you know, this is the craziest weather I've ever known in my entire life. And I thought, she's probably one of a very few people who would have that much remembrance of, you know, even people who are over 100 don't all have the, she's so smart, you know, she has such a great memory.
Right.
She's so quick. Her mind is so good.
I love that.
That she was just like, she echoed you of just like, I think weather is going to have a huge shift and change of the, what the new normal is. So let's start with weather. What are we, if there is no pattern, there is no sure thing anymore, what is this year going to bring for us with weather across the U.S.?
Well, you know what we're looking at? We're looking at some different kinds of things right now. We're looking at... we're looking at, again, more hurricanes, unfortunately, for the East Coast this year as well. Not so much in the Gulf, but more over Carolinas, similar to the path that has been taken last year and as well as the year before last. However, I still go back to the earthquakes on the West Coast. And that I am talking about all the way up into Washington State. As well as all the way down to the Baja California area.
Okay.
Most are waiting inevitably for the one in the San Francisco, Oakland area. Mm-hmm. I think that one may be delayed. I certainly am more looking toward the Portland, Seattle border area, as well as down near San Diego in California, even impacting Mexico as well as possibly Arizona.
Okay.
And again, these are familiar enough areas, but they haven't gotten the kind of jolt. And I'm just hoping for it to be further out in the desert than closer to a far more populated area. That's all. Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're looking with. And again, there's a, you know, we were having tornadoes in December. You understand?
Right.
So there is no new normal there.
Yeah.
That is the normal now. It's not even new anymore because this is what we've got going on. Mm-hmm. I do believe that the tsunami vibration is getting ready to quell. However, what we have seen in 2012 was a number of underwater earthquakes, no land around.
Okay.
And what that may start to do is change some of the vibration of what's happening in the oceans right now.
Okay.
Understanding that we had a number of beached whales just in the last month, at the end of last year. And so you're going to start to see the evidence of things that are going underneath the surface. We'll start to see that first in our oceans. And that means having nothing to do with us outside of the possibility of some of this fracking that they're doing, looking for natural gas, not good for us. And we will start to hear more and more about the potential dangers.
Yeah, that's a big story right now. And the new Matt Damon movie, obviously, coming out is starting. And I just saw a whole story on CBS Sunday Morning on fracking, like really trying to put that word now into the public sphere.
Mm-hmm.
So more people are aware, you know, of what that is doing. And that's also connected to a lot of our farms and resources. Let's look at the year ahead in money, investments, and celebrity entertainment when we come back. But we've got to do a little bit of news and what's going on in the theater and art scene here around Chicago. And then we're going to be back with Miss Cleo and more of a look ahead to 2013.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
and this is the Week in News. The Supreme Court said it would hear 2 days' worth of arguments over laws affecting same-sex marriage March 26th through the 27th. The justices hear arguments in Hollingsworth v. Perry on March 26th and United States v. Windsor on March 27th. The first case involves California's constitutional amendment that prohibits same-sex marriage. The second concerns a federal law that denies same-sex couples who legally marry the right to obtain federal benefits available to their heterosexual counterparts.
Anderson Cooper's been named Out Magazine's Man of the Year. Anderson Cooper was the clear winner of the publication's first Out Man of the Year poll. And The Advocate named new U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin as its Person of the Year. Also, The Advocate will be returning to newsstands in 2013. It's been sold only by subscription since 2010 and will again be available at major distributors nationwide starting February 2013. The Advocate returns to newsstands on January 15th.
Former service members who are part of a class action lawsuit challenging a Department of Defense policy that cut in half the separation pay of those who have been honorably discharged for homosexuality will receive their full pay after a settlement. The National ACLU has filed a class action lawsuit against the policy, which was not part of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and thus was not changed when that law was repealed.
State Representative Patricia Todd, Alabama's first out lawmaker, introduced a bill to alter the state's sex education policy. The current policy includes lessons that same-sex behavior is socially unacceptable and illegal, while urging students to completely refrain from sex. Alabama still has laws on the books criminalizing gay sex. However, they're unenforceable because of the Supreme Court's 2003 Lawrence versus Texas ruling.
In New York, a high school teacher is claiming wrongful termination after he came out as transgender. Mark Kolakowski received several honors for his work over the years, which included co-leading his St. Francis Preparatory School students in a musical performance for Pope Benedict XVI.
Military Judge Denise Lind has ruled that out Army Private Bradley Manning was treated unlawfully before his trial, awarding him 112 days of credit toward his sentence if he is convicted. Manning was held in isolation in a windowless 6-by-8-foot cell for 9 months in a Marine brig in Quantico, Virginia. After a pretrial hearing, Lind ruled that Manning's extreme confinement was excessive and largely unnecessary.
Bev Kearney, a Hall of Fame women's track and field coach at the University of Texas, abruptly resigned after a 2002 affair with an adult female athlete was publicized. Kearney has coached the Lady Longhorns to 6 NCAA track championships since she took the reins in 1993. Kearney's attorney believes the revelation was timed to keep Kearney from earning a raise and extended contract.
The Marine Corps has told its legal staff that spouses' clubs operating on its installations must admit same-sex spouses if they wish to remain on the bases. The advisory refers to an ongoing controversy at the Army's Fort Bragg in North Carolina, where the officer's spouses' club has denied admission to a same-sex spouse.
Reverend Louis Giglio, an Atlanta minister, has been dropped from President Obama's January 21st inauguration because of some past anti-gay comments he had made. In a mid-1990s sermon, Giglio urged Christians to fight the aggressive agenda of gay rights movement and advocated the healing power of Jesus as the only way out of a homosexual lifestyle.
Well, there's a gay wine on the market. New York's Biagio Crew and Estate Wines launched Egalite as a celebration of equality. To mark the bottle hitting the shelves, the winemakers will also donate $1,000 each to LGBT advocacy groups The Trevor Project, the Ali Forney Center, GLSEN, Equality Maine, and Chicago Center on Halsted. A portion of the profits will also be given to other charities.
Gay teen Ryan Anderson will not be an Eagle Scout. California's Mount Diablo Silverado Boy Scout Council had approved his Eagle application after more than 460,000 people joined his mother's campaign on change.org, despite the Boy Scouts of America's anti-gay policy. The application, forwarded to the national organization, was rejected.
Jean Manford, mother of gay rights activist Morty Manford, pioneering straight ally in the LGBT rights movement and the founder of PFLAG, Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, died at her home in Daly City, California on January 8th. Manford was 92.
In world news, Simon Hughes, the bisexual deputy leader of the Liberal Democrats, wants to stop all religious groups from marrying couples, gay or straight, and only civil officials should be allowed to conduct weddings. In some countries, like France or Belgium, only state officials can preside over marriages, straight or gay. However, in Britain, ministers of many faiths are authorized celibates and can legally wed couples.
In Cameroon, an appeals court overturned the conviction of two men jailed in 2011 for same-sex acts. In November of 2011, a court sentenced the two men to 5 years in prison after police arrested them for allegedly having oral sex in a car.
In New Zealand, electricity company Power Shop has unveiled a four-story billboard painting that shows a smiling Pope Benedict XVI blessing a mixed-race gay couple. New Zealand's parliament is considering a marriage equality bill.
Sweden has officially ended the forced sterilization of transgender people after thousands of Europeans fought to have the law repealed. The legislation, which has been in effect since 1972, meant a trans person had to be sterilized. Otherwise, the person's gender change was not recognized legally.
And in entertainment news, Cher could be returning to TV. More than 40 years after the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour premiered, Logo announced that the iconic singer, actress, writer, and producer has signed a development deal with the LGBT-friendly network.
HBO announced it will adapt the Tony-winning Larry Kramer play, The Normal Heart. The movie will star Julia Roberts and Mark Ruffalo, along with out actor Matt Boomer. Glee creator Ryan Murphy will direct the film, which will air in 2014.
Best known for his starring role in ABC's Family's Kyle XY, actor Matt Dallas came out via Twitter and announced his engagement to LA musician Blue James Hamilton.
Prospect Park has confirmed the online revivals of daytime soaps All My Children and One Life to Live. The intention is that production will begin on both in February.
Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte is getting a reality show on E! The Olympic gold medal winner will star in What Would Ryan Lochte Do? The series will follow him as he meets women, copes with the fallout of his mom saying he only has time for one-night stands, and explores his interest in fashion, and even occasionally swimming.
Bette Midler is returning to Broadway, playing legendary Hollywood agent Sue Mengers in a one-woman show. Mengers died last year. Joe Mantello will direct the production entitled I'll Eat You Last, a chat with Sue Mengers. Playwright John Logan won a Tony Award for Red and wrote the screenplay for Skyfall. The play opens April 24th.
Lesbian twins Tegan and Sarah will release their latest studio album, Heartthrob, on January 29th. Tegan and Sarah will be performing on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live January 31st.
The British series Downton Abbey is a massive hit for PBS, as proven by the fact that its third season debut pulled in 7.9 million viewers, beating everyone but CBS in that time period.
The lineup for the Club Skirt Dinah Shore weekend, April 3rd through the 7th, has been announced. Duo Carmen, lesbian dancehall singer Diana King, singer Anjali, electropop duo Aha Her, and others will perform. There will also be appearances by Suzanne Westenhofer and Fortune Feimster. For more, visit thedina.com.
Rosie O'Donnell and wife Michelle Rounds have a new baby girl named Dakota. O'Donnell has four other children. Dakota's the first child for Rounds.
And the Academy Award nominations were announced January 10th. There are 9 nominees for Best Picture this year: Amour, Argo, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Django Unchained, Les Miserables, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, and Zero Dark Thirty. Out playwright Tony Kushner is nominated for Best Screenplay for Lincoln, and Lincoln leads the pack with 12 nominations altogether. The Oscars air Sunday, February 24th on ABC. And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and the rest of you who know who you are. This is Mr. Murray Hill, Mr. Showbiz, 5'4", and nothing more. I am telling you right now, this is the best podcast in the world. What podcast is it? The Windy City Queer Cast. Tune in right now and all the time for free. And tell one of your friends, even if they're not gay. Showbiz.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
For the week of January 14th, 2013, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. Pride Films and Plays presents Beautiful Thing, a lovely coming-of-age drama at the Athenaeum Theater, playing now through February 17th. Now 20 years old, the play remains funny, explosive, and a timely look at bullying and love between two teens finding themselves. John Nasca directs. For details and tickets, visit PrideFilmsAndPlays.com. Beautiful Thing by Jonathan Harvey, the 20th anniversary production.
Tickets are going fast for The Letters, a smart, sexy thriller of politics and disinformation, now playing at Writers Theater, strikingly intimate books on Vernon Space and Glencoe. The Chicago Tribune calls The Letters a taut, personal dance of menace and the ideal selection for this space and these actors. And the Sun-Times adds The Letters is mesmerizing. Get your tickets today at writerstheater.org.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Hi there, this is Deb Pierce reminding you it's okay. Go ahead. You're not alone. Post a comment.
Is it getting better? Do you feel the same? And make it easier on you now. You got someone to blame. You say one love, one life. It's one need in the night. One love, you get to share it. It leaves you, darling.
Money, 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 money. What is the world going to be like in the face of money in upcoming 2013? And if we got a little money, where should we be investing and putting our money? Cleo, is this year different than last?
You know, I do want to say that it is a bit different. Certainly, again, if you have expendable money, where the window was to buy some of the foreclosed properties, not quite as easy. Mm-hmm. Certainly, it is the year for the innovative business person, the small business person, the one or two-er. It definitely, if you can find something that you love to do, then do it. And don't go in trying to charge killer prices. You know, do your research. But it is definitely the year of the small business person.
Well, that's good.
And I know some of you might be saying, well, Ms. Cleo, really? I don't have $1,000, $10,000 to open a business. And I am telling you that you don't need that. You need some savvy. You need some persistence, some tenaciousness, and then just make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And there are all manner of ways to make that happen. Investing, what I'm going to tell all of you, is to guard your money until June, because the stock market is too unstable, and it will be unstable until we get this debt ceiling vibration dealt with.
Okay.
And so Mercury goes retrograde in March. So again, I'm going to say to everyone, kind of hold on to your pennies until June and see what is happening. Unless, of course, you want to invest in a small business person. And then I would direct most of you to crowdsourcing or crowdfunding.
Yeah.
You know, being very mindful of what you're getting involved in. But that was one of the things that President Obama did that I thought was very helpful and got very little play, you know, in the media. But there used to be certain requirements on what you had to be able to make as an individual in order to invest in a company. And now those have been lowered, and now anyone can invest. So certainly, if you think you have a really marvelous idea, go and take your hand at crowdfunding or crowdsourcing. But again, go in having done your homework.
Yeah. Well, good to know, and maybe we'll check in with you and after Mercury goes out of retrograde, and we can we can see what that looks like then for investments. So last year, you gave us some great celebrity dish. Some of it, I think, is still cooking, but tell us, you know, if anything in the world of celebrities and entertainment came to pass that you predicted, and what you are predicting in 2013 as being the big entertainment and celebrity stories.
Well, you know, here's the funny thing. Because I have to go back, I'll admit, I have to go back and listen to the show that we do in order to get to see how well I did, because I don't spend that much time on it. But oddly enough, I was very tickled. Kim Kardashian. And her baby, I remember on the show, I said Kim Kardashian will get pregnant and have the baby before the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, certainly she's still married, but she's not married to, you know, Kanye, from what I understand, is her beau now, and they are having the baby. And then also I predicted a baby coming for the royals, and we all know that lovely Kate is pregnant. Mm-hmm. I did also speak about someone writing a book about Casey Anthony. Well, I thought it would be our father, but come to find out it was her attorney who wrote the book with some interesting vibrations and assertions coming through that book, especially at her parents, specifically at her father.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I thought that all of that was kind of fun that came to pass. And moving through there. So I thought, oh, look at that. But I usually can see the babies coming. I'm pretty good with the babies. Pretty good.
Are there babies? But this is really feels like a very fertile year. I know a lot of people, like, as you mentioned, the royals, Kim Kardashian, I guess, would be a reality girl royal. I have some babies, friends that are also, you know, having babies, in May, June, around that time of year. And I have a family member having a baby as well, due in May. So, is this a big, fertile year? Are we going to see a lot of pregnancy and birth in 2013 within the entertainment celebrity world?
You know, I believe that we will. I think we'll see a lot of the births coming to pass because obviously people were a little bit bored in 2012, so they made babies. But I think that we definitely will see. I think that we'll even hear from the census people or for those whoever do those polls that we do have an increase in births in 2013. Mm-hmm. But the reason I say that, moreover, not because of any statistics, but again, it is a 4-year, which also is symbolic of motherhood.
Oh, okay.
And so based on just that, I would say absolutely this will be a year of legacy foundation. Mm-hmm. And not to dip back into politics, but even for President Obama, understanding that he may, before he leaves at the end of this next, his second term, he goodly may have put in 3 to 4 new Supreme Court justices.
Oh, right,
So we definitely are looking at him being up there in the top 5 of presidents, and clearly that leaves a legacy that is far more long-reaching and long-lasting than, some of the other things he may do. Not that he's a celebrity, but I did want to point out to people that George Zimmerman, which, you know, everyone heard about at the top of last year, will receive a guilty verdict, but it will be on manslaughter charges, and Stand Your Ground will not work for him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here is a place, let me go back on the money vibration, if you would.
Yeah.
Let me be a little bit naughty. There will be a new industry born in this country in this year. And it will be everything that is outside of the box around marijuana or cannabis. All right?
Interesting.
For so long, it's been medical. And that's what's always medical. Now, in Washington State, as well as Colorado, and I imagine that some of the smaller northeastern states will take the same lead as will California.
Mm-hmm.
But we will have bakeries that will be specializing in all kinds of baked goods. So if you want to move to Colorado or Washington State and open up a bakery or a cannabis gourmet food shop, no, you're not. But seriously, because they have to now approach this as business.
Yes.
So that it works for them, as well as tourism and tours.
Yes.
There will be opportunities for people to come, and they will come from everywhere. Mm-hmm. Because we're talking about one word, legalized.
Mm-hmm.
And in the, is it the state of Washington? State of Washington has been very specific with their legalization, because they have, you know, 1 ounce of actual tobacco cannabis. Then they have 16 ounces of edible products. And they have, 72 ounces for any kind of liquid cannabis. So mm-hmm. these are three different areas. And people are going to start to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see something like that, or that's an idea that you have, by all means, bearing in mind that the federal government doesn't recognize any of the state laws with mm-hmm. regard to cannabis use. Mm-hmm. But we will start to see an enormous, enormous change in businesses that are related. So, you know, keep your eyes and ears open for something like that if you're willing to take that kind of financial risk and even investing. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one. Let's see, I just wanted to go over some more of Hollywood people. Katie Holmes,
yes.
Tom Cruise's ex-wife, she will be in the news in the spotlight this year. And interestingly enough, that may come from a tell-all book, which is going to put the Scientology community, their panties will be in a bunchy. And Suri is doing fine, and she is doing fine. And unfortunately, we could hear about Cruz being engaged before the end of 2013, which is a little bit ridiculous to me, but I don't think the man likes to be alone. He likes to be married. So that's what he'll do. Let's see here. We also, unfortunately, as I was saying earlier about Chavez, we will see many history makers, and I am using that title very deliberately, but we will see history makers, particularly in the political arena around the world, will cross over.
Mm.
We will lose many of them. And when I say history, this is not a little bump in the wheel. These are people who came in, made a big rock, and their existence on this planet changed things significantly. And unfortunately, areas like Africa, Central America, the UK, we will see some of these great individuals cross over to another time.
Well, we know that Mandela has been hospitalized, George Bush Sr. We definitely have some people like that. Do you feel like there are entertainment people
Absolutely.
Are in peril? I mean, obviously, Whitney Houston, I think a few years ago you mentioned a concern with her. You've mentioned the past couple of years Lindsay Lohan, who continues to still be in the news. And you always, with regret, kind of just say you are holding these people who struggle so much, in light.
Because it's so hard, however, Charlie has done better in 2012. Remember we talked about Charlie Sheen kind of doing better. And he has, he's not doing all the ranting and raving, but he did pull closer to the fold of his family. And he's a very fortunate individual. And I'm sure that he understands that. Mm-hmm. I did also speak that I felt that the show Two and a Half Men was in peril.
Mm-hmm.
While Ashton Kutcher is an astonishing actor and a really nice young man from what all accounts that I hear. I just think with, Angus, the younger gentleman who's on the show, him kind of having his own personal struggle with the content of the show and his spiritual or religious beliefs. And ultimately, I don't believe the show can withstand another cast change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, hopefully it won't jump the shark and it'll just go ahead and leave quietly.
Will we see more stars coming out in 2013?
I was so happy with Anderson Cooper. I thought, bless his heart. I do see wedding bells for Anderson, though. And he probably is.
Love it.
I do see wedding bells for Anderson. But much respect to him and mad love straight across the board. Here's the deal. I think that the celebrities are going to kind of watch and mind their P's and Q's this year until they get that ruling. And I think that that ruling, what you will have is you will have a number of people who will stand up and say, okay, you know what, I'm good now. Because it's going to bring the conversation, and we talked about this on the previous show, it's going to bring the conversation to roost, as they say. It's going to bring it right to everybody's dining room table.
Right.
Because people are not as spooked as they were 5 years ago.
Right.
Straight people, meaning, as they were 3 years ago. They're asking these questions, and people are more concerned with the fiscal cliff and pedophiles being permitted to conduct themselves. People are like, look, we're okay. Let gay people get married. We are so over this. Mm-hmm. And I genuinely believe that that is the undertone. We still have some problems with the Bible Belt and the religious right. I mean, clearly. But they've got problems straight across the board. And we now fully understand that. But there are going to be some concessions. Now, again, as you know, we talked about the gay vibration. I don't want the DOMA, I don't want that to seem like we can't make it happen. But there will be years of writings that will follow. Mm. We talked about the immigration and GLBT community. That's going to be a couple of years of writings. And so, like you said, some things will still be cooking. But this year will mark a time that we will not be able to base our opinions, our assumptions, our presumptions on things of the past.
Mm-hmm.
Everything brand new, fresh start, right here, right now. Mm-hmm. And I believe that will happen across the board for the GLBT community, for the immigrants from other countries who are not here, for the banks. The banks are going to have to take some scolding this year. And the only way that that's going to happen is going to be from the individuals, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to digress. I just wanted to hit on that. And then one other techie, I very seldom do techie stuff, but here is the deal. Google is on a mission. You understand? Google wants to get into the front row. And unfortunately, with the crossing over of Steve Jobs, we've already seen that he genuinely was a true leader of that mm-hmm. company because of the things that have happened as after he has left this vibration. And it will be the technology will be much further ahead of where Apple is. And the only hint that I'm going to give is virtual screen.
Hmm. Okay.
That's just a prototype. It won't be available for sale in 2013, but they will release a virtual screen.
Mm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, that's a good little vibration. If that's what you call these ways in which you see this stuff, I'm amazed. So tell us what in our last show you talked about 2013 mm-hmm. being a 4 year. I love the number 13. I think it's such a powerful number. It's my favorite number. So I'm pretty psyched about just my life in 2013. What should we know as individuals and about our relationships, family or romantic or work relationships? What do we need to know as individuals about kind of our mindset, our attitude, our vision for the year ahead and how we should be showing up?
Okay. I'm so glad you asked that question, sweetheart. Here's the deal. Like I said, imagine if I give you a canvas. And I say, okay, it's fresh. You can make your life whatever you paint it. Mm. And you say, whatever I paint it, Cleo, whatever you paint it, that is what is going to be your life in this year and for another 5-6 years to come.
Mm.
And so someone takes up a paintbrush and you paint your life. Mm. Now, if you want to paint a whole bunch of worry, then guess what? That's what you're going to get.
Yep.
If you want to paint different goals, then those are the ones you will be able to achieve. because we are talking about foundation. The 13 is a grand number for me. My youngest daughter was born on the 13th. So I've never looked at the number other than being positive. Mm-hmm. Because when you break down the 1 and the 3 is all about ascension and new learning and coming to a new place of understanding for yourself as an individual. And then the 1 is how you take all of that in, how you utilize all of that information. So if you have an idea at the beginning of this year, then I want you to take pen and paper and watch that idea elaborate on paper and write it exactly how you want it to go. And then you get to the business of making it happen. Last year was a year of endings, closures, etc. So this is the new book. So if you have arguments, whether it's silly or serious, I don't care because there's no judgment. Mm-hmm. But if you have an argument with a dear family member that you really miss, but you're stuck because you don't want to be wrong or you don't want them to be right, whatever the reason may be, let that go. It will not serve you. Mm. Understand? If you have baggage that you are carrying from a previous lover, I don't care whether you're gay, straight, or a farm animal, let that go because it is no longer serving you. You are trying to utilize something from the old book in the new book. And it will do nothing but frustrate you. And so we have the power to choose all of these new starting points. Get excited. The world didn't end. So now get excited and recognize that wherever you pick up your hammer and nails, that's what you can build. You know, and so for me, I woke up, I was absolutely thrilled. Now, I have some friends that broke up at the end of last year. I have some that are just coming together or getting ready to make that next step of marriage. And I'm excited for all of them. Because the ones that broke up last year, guess what? It was probably time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It had come to an end. It had traveled its course. And so the hardest thing that I find for myself and for people that I know is the act of letting go. Mm. And you can let go without lamentation and great tears and depression. Just simply make up your mind. It doesn't come to bear in what you're trying to do today. Mm. And what's going on in the world, if it's negative, put it in its place immediately. Mm-hmm. Because it will only get in your way. Mm. It will only get in your way. So if somebody is trying to tell you, no, you can't do that, if you find yourself always immersed around people who are negative, you need to immerse yourself in something positive. Mm-hmm. Because all of that kind of naysaying and bad stuff, I understand that there are still issues in the world. I'm not saying that there aren't. But guess what? We can start to change it. It's like a renovation. Mm-hmm. You know, I give you a plot of land, build a house. Mm-hmm. You understand? You can build a shanty or you can build a three-story mansion. It just all depends on where your imagination is. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that this is the year also of creativity and imagination. And that means that we all have to look within and speak to our inner child, that at the risk of being cliche, speak to the inner child. Get excited, man. Get like your dog. Your dog always wags its tail, even if you've only been gone for 5 minutes. You understand? You took out the trash can. You come back. They're like, oh, how you doing? Love you. I missed you. If we greeted each other that way, can you imagine how wonderful the world would feel?
Really?
I don't mean we need to sniff each other's ass, but, you know, just to wag our tails and say, hey, how you doing? I missed you.
Yeah. So really you're saying we are the authors this year of our course and get on the path that you want to be on, because there you are. I mean, once you're on it, there you are.
Yes, you are.
And write a story that you enjoy living in, I think.
Yeah. You got it. You always translate very perfectly for me. I love it. That's it. You know what I'm saying? And don't put off tomorrow what you might be able to enjoy and celebrate today. Mm-hmm. You know, life is short on so many levels. I'm getting a little long in the tooth, so I lost a number of friends last year. Mm-hmm. And one in particular, he was 63 years old, and he had Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And his wife and he kept putting, we tried to get them to go to Spain with us, and they kept putting off the trip, and they kept putting off the trip. And we had them over for lunch when we got back, and within 2 days of that, he was gone.
Mm.
And they never got to take their trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt so bad, because I thought, oh my goodness, if they'd have just gone ahead and taken the trip. You know, they'd have that. He would have been able to do that. So we can't ever assume, no matter whether you're well or you're not, you have to live like my friend's watch right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I leave only that with everybody, live right now. You understand? Mm-hmm. Just make sure you're making decisions that you're comfortable with and that you can look in the mirror and say, you still love you at the end of the day.
Mm. Well, it is always such an informative and spiritual experience having you on the show. I love it so much.
I love you. I love you.
It's so great. We're wagging our tails at each other, Cleo and I.
Yes, we are.
You just can't see it. But let me tell you, it is a joy to have you on the show and have you on 2 weeks of our show to help us look ahead to 2013. I always feel a little optimistic, a little leaned forward after we talk, and excited about the year ahead. And, you know, armed with information doesn't really help us day to day, but it is interesting to know and interesting to just be informed and look ahead to 2013 and get excited and wag our tails a little bit about it. Talk to me about what's going on with you here as we wrap up. Is there anything you want to let our listeners know going on in your life?
Well, let's see here. Yes, Miss Cleo is a busy little girl this year. I was busy last year, just kind of coming to fruition this year. But I'm dropping my second spoken word CD.
Woo-hoo!
In March, late March of this year. So I'm very excited to be in the studio here in a couple of weeks. So really excited about that. A different project this time. There are 4 or 5 collaborations on the project. And so that's really exciting. So a little bit tickled about that. And then there is, all I can give you is the teaser because I don't have all of the 411 from the producers, but there is a documentary coming out, I believe this year, called Hotline.
Uh-huh.
And while the documentary is not about Miss Cleo, certainly because of the whole psychic line, et cetera, I am featured in the film, and I'll get more information to you all as it becomes available to me. And I think that's it. Let's see, I'm doing something else. I can't remember.
Well, we
age
will
is
be,
a biot.
We will but be that, talking
yeah, so we're
to
doing
you.
Good things.
We will be talking to you before the spoken word CD comes out so that we can feature a little bit of it and just chat with you and check in and help promote how people can get access to that for sure.
Cool run-ins.
Well,
and before we go, I hate to cut you off, I want to say big ups for all of the love you showed me on the 500th show.
Woo-hoo!
And congratulations, madame.
Aww.
I remember when you were just doing, you understand? So big love, man, big love.
Aw, thank you so much, and I so appreciate you being a part of our family. You are family, and yeah. Being a part of our Queercast and Windy City Media family, and we just love continuing that relationship and hope to expand that. If we get to write the story of 2013, then let's write it but you are definitely a part and a big chapter in that story, so thank you so much. And
I love to Tracy and to Andrew and everyone there.
Hey, I appreciate that, and I will send that and they will hear that when they listen to this show. Well, everybody, I hope you are as excited as I am about 2013, and pause and reflect on what is the foundation you hope to build in this year and how you approach each day at a time and the people that you come into contact with in your personal life, your business life, or strangers that we encounter many in a day. And we will continue to check in with Ms. Cleo. Upcoming show, Mitchell Fain on with me. He's getting ready to set sail as he does once a year. So his voice becomes a little quieter here on the Queercast and in my home. But I'm so excited to have Mitchell on the show before he sets sail to go on tour again, as he does annually, and we'll be chatting about the hot topics of the day, Mitchell and I on the couch. Have a great week, everyone, and Ms. Cleo, thank you so much for giving us a look ahead at 2013.
Have a brilliant year, everyone.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.